This goes to the Veterans Administration Medical Center, Dr. David Camp, C-A-M-P, fax 616-249-5330, regarding Matthew Vernon, V-E-R-N, like November, O-N, like November, date of birth 1/25 of 1974. Dear Dr. Camp, this is a consultation for Mr. Vernon, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine, which was found in February of 2024 when he was hospitalized with his cardiac arrest and requiring CPR and hospitalization. He did have cardiac catheterization and several stents placed, and did recover from the cardiac event. He did have an echocardiogram following the heart attack and was found to have ischemic cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction around 33%. The patient was starting to get stronger after discharge from the hospital, although creatinine levels had not been normal from admission. They had been beginning to improve when he was discharged. However, he started having a cough and feeling extremely short of breath. And since he does not have a local primary care provider, he had to go to the emergency department on April 30th, and they did a CAT scan of the chest, CTA, to rule out pulmonary embolism. It was negative, but he did have bilateral pneumonia. He did receive IV Rocephin. It was recommended he would stay for several days of IV antibiotics. However, he signed out against the medical advice and went home. He did take oral antibiotics and improved and is feeling better today at the time of consult 3 weeks later. The patient has been medically disabled since at least he was age 22. He was in the Coast Guard and was found to have type 1 diabetes at that time. He received an honorable medical discharge and then was awarded medical disability after being discharged honorably for medical reasons. And now his main health provider is the Veterans Administration. The cardiac arrest occurred when he was coaching a bowling league in Ithaca, and he just fell, and heart had stopped. They did use an AED device. Also, CPR was required, and he received 3 rib fractures. He's feeling a lot better at this point, and he does have a local cardiologist he's been seeing. And he will be seeing him every 3 to 4 months for ongoing care. Past medical history is significant for type 1 diabetes since age 22, coronary artery disease with recent cardiac arrest, and STEMI, all caps, S-T-E-M-I, 2-8 of 24, hyperlipidemia, GERD. He's got 3 rib fractures. He had 3 rib fractures after the CPR was done, ischemic cardiomyopathy, legal blindness, benign prostatic hypertrophy. He has obstructive sleep apnea. He has a CPAP device. He has diabetic retinopathy and diabetic neuropathy. Surgical history, he's had several laser procedures in both eyes. He doesn't see as well out of the right eye as he does out of the left, but he is able to drive, he reports. Stents were placed 2/8 of 2024 after his cardiac arrest. Social history, the patient occasionally smokes cigarettes. He occasionally consumes alcohol. He denies illicit drug use. He's retired from the Coast Guard, and he's got full disability from military. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease. At a young age, father also had very bad peripheral vascular disease. Grandmother also had heart disease. Mother had a heart attack in her 60s, and there's a history of high blood pressure. review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to the flu vaccine, and Norco caused severe hallucinations and tremors. Medications, extra strength Tylenol, 500 milligram twice a day as needed for pain. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Coreg, 6.25 milligram twice a day. Vitamin D3, 5,000 units daily. Diclofenac gel, 4 times a day as needed to topically as needed. Pepcid is 10 milligram twice a day. Methylcarbinol is 750 milligram, 1 tablet, 4 times a day as needed. Flomax, 0.4 milligram at bedtime. Rosuvastatin, 20 milligram at daily. And he has an insulin pump managing his regular insulin continuously. And also he receives boluses. Physical exam, height 69 inches, weight 177 pounds. Pulse is 74. Blood pressure is 106 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, uvula midline. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no ascites, no palpable masses, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Pulses are 1 to 2 plus bilaterally. Capillary refill, 2 to 3 seconds. Decreased sensation in feet and ankles bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done in the ER on 4/30/2024. Creatinine had gone from 1.55 with GFR 54 up to 2.04, GFR 39. But that has not been rechecked since, so we'll be rechecking it this week. Previously, 2/19/24, creatinine 1.55, GFR 54. 2/18/24, creatinine 1.65, GFR 50. 2/17/24, creatinine 1.69, GFR 49. I have a urinalysis that was done 4/30/24, negative for blood, negative for protein. Sodium 134, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 26, calcium is 9.4, albumin 4.1, liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin is 10.7. White count was 10.9. Platelets were normal. 2/17/24, the sodium 131. Albumin low at 2.7. And hemoglobin at that time was 8.1 after hospitalization with the cardiac catheterization. And he did have a CT scan of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis done 2/8/2024, and that revealed normal kidney size without hydronephrosis. Normal ureters. There was a Foley catheter, so the bladder was collapsed at that time. And his last echocardiogram was repeated 4/23/24. That showed an improved ejection fraction from 33 up to 40. He had a trace of mitral regurgitation, and otherwise there was an improvement in this echo from the one that was done in February. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A to B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to the chronic very elevated blood sugars from his type 1 diabetes. Most A1Cs are greater than 10 when they are checked. and also the recent STEMI with cardiac catheterization and stent placement, cardiac arrest, and his ischemic cardiomyopathy. We are going to repeat labs now and then every 3 months thereafter. He should work on his diabetic diet, and blood sugar control should be improved. He will follow with cardiology for his congestive heart failure, and he will have a follow-up visit in this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.